Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast, where we explore God and grace in our everyday lives. This is the sixth in the series of Life Notes titled Praying with One Eye Open. This episode is The Redeeming Face of Love. The Bible message is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. The 13th chapter of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians is the love chapter of the Bible. It describes love as patient and kind, slow to anger, and not resentful. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails. It sets an impossibly high standard for those of us who are merely human. As we experience it in close relationships, love displays many faces, some of which do not live up to Paul's description. Indeed, love evolves through many different phases. Perhaps the most elemental form of love is gravity, the mutual attraction between two bodies. Gravity holds us to the earth, even when we are upside down, and holds the earth and planets in their orbits around the sun. In the same way, loving relationships ground us. There is an inherent need in all of creation to be in relationship with another. Of course, love manifests in romance, but there is also the love between a parent and child, brotherly, sisterly love, platonic love, love of country, love of food or drink, love of deep conversations, love of guitars. The list is endless for the subjects and objects of our love. Each relationship is unique, attractive, and endearing in its own way. The love of God for us, however, is unconditional. The Greek word for God's love is agape. While we talk a good game about loving someone unconditionally, human love is always conditional. The object of our love can only hurt or otherwise betray us so many times before the intensity of our love wanes. We may withdraw some of what we have given in love for our own protection, and sometimes for the good of the other. If the one to whom we offer love abuses us in dangerous ways, self-preservation requires our extraction. We often measure human love by time. A relationship that spans many years is a rare treasure, even though quantity does not always indicate quality. A special bond forms through the endurance of many trials, however. A common trait to every type of love is the affirming nature of the love experience. It may only be a pet who greets us as if there were no one else in the world they would rather see. But there is nothing like being loved in tangible ways to give us a sense of worth and purpose. The absence of love leads people to all sorts of self-destructive behaviors, addictions, associations with abusers, and other unhealthy lifestyles. When we do not feel loved, we question our value, our worthiness, and our reason for being. The absence of love leads to anger directed inward. I am told that infants who are not held and loved in their early days may die in spite of receiving adequate nourishment. Children and adolescents without stable, supporting, loving families often seek affirmation from gangs, drugs, or other less than desirable sources. Severe loneliness, particularly among the elderly, is an epidemic today. When we have no loving relationships, when we feel unloved and uncared for or about, we find ourselves in a hell on earth. Without debating the notion of hell as an afterlife destination of eternal punishment for unredeemed sinners, which will be a topic in a future life note, we can be certain that hell is a present reality of the here and now for many unloved people. Hell, in any of its theorized states, is a separation from the loving attention of others. There is no substitute for a one-on-one, face-to-face, respectful and affirming relationship with another. For love to manifest in a reassuring, lasting manner, it must be embodied. Without love, nothing else matters, as Paul makes clear in his letter to the Corinthians. Withholding our loving attention from others hurts both them and us. They will seek love elsewhere, but what will we do? Reserve our store of loving attention for someone more worthy? We seriously miss the point in doing so. Others become worthy by receiving our loving attention. That is the nature of God's agape love, which is the originating source of all manifestations of love. We become loved and loving by allowing God's love to permeate in and through us, even as it overflows onto others. It is through the giving and receiving of love that redemption spreads to all. It requires little, a card, a phone call, or a smile. Valentine's Day is a good time to begin. You have been listening to the Life Notes Podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand wishing you peace and every good.